We begin at University Place Mall, where our studios are located, getting set for a major redevelopment beginning this fall. Part of that redevelopment may include a new Chick-fil-A location with drive-through lanes at the former K&W cafeteria site. But right next door, leaders at Binkley Baptist Church are asking mall owners to reconsider some of those plans. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more on our top story of the day.
Ram Realty, a developer with offices in Chapel Hill, purchased University Place in 2018. The group is in the process of rolling out significant changes to revitalize the site, which includes adding new businesses and an apartment complex. Charles Coble, a Binkley Baptist Church member, says the church quickly saw the notion of new mall activity as an exciting opportunity. He says, like how the church embraced the mall upon its initial construction in the 1970s, Binkley aimed to cooperate with mall ownership to better share their ideas and, in the words of Pastor Marcus McFall, to be good neighbors. McFall says, however, that some church members do not feel as if they're being treated the same way by the mall's ownership, especially when it comes to plans for the parcel of land directly beside Binkley Baptist.
We're not anti-development and we're not anti-mall. We want the mall to thrive and to be a significant player in the Chapel Hill community as historically it has been. So we wish it very well. But Ram Realty has not been transparent with us.
A church visioning committee reached out to University Place leadership in 2019 to provide Binkley's input and to hear updates on the mall's plans. McFall said Ram Realty kept a regular line of dialogue until the COVID-19 pandemic, which made things more challenging. Even then, the two groups met in June 2021 to discuss plans for redevelopment near Binkley's property, like the access from Willow Drive and the former K&W cafeteria site. Coble says while congregation members stressed their interest in a green space or a park being next to their property, the church was prepared for a business to take the space. But he says both Chapel Hill planning staff and Ram Realty leadership indicated it would not be a drive-through restaurant, which was low on the church's wish list. Coble says that led to Binkley membership being surprised this last March when the News and Observer reported Chick-fil-A's plans to establish a franchise at the parcel of land. The kicker? Two drive-through lanes running parallel to the border of Binkley's property.
And I read this article and I was stunned on several levels because when we met with them, there was no indication. In fact, we asked specifically, will this property become a likely site for a drive-through? And the answer was no.
Coble says the reason why Binkley maintains opposition to a drive-through is because the church has daily operations. In addition to church services, Binkley also runs a daycare and holds congregational events on its Peace Plaza right beside the mall property. According to Coble, the visioning committee is worried about children being so close to lanes of parked traffic, which is expected to be present around 12 hours a day.
These young people are going to be exposed to those noxious fumes. It has been stated to us by Ram Realty, well, you're right next to a bypass and cars are going by all the time. But we're not naive to the distinction between a car moving down a highway and a double lane of, by their own drawing, up to 40 cars stacked up there.
Ram Realty's Vice President of Development, Jeff Kurtz, says he remembers the June 2021 meeting differently.
No, I did not tell them that there would not be a drive-through during that meeting.
Kurtz recalled, like McFall and Coble, that much of the discussion last summer was about the proposed changes to Willow Drive and Fordham Boulevard. Kurtz said plans for the addition of a turn lane to Willow and a multi-use side path along Fordham would have cut into Binkley's property, although that meeting helped lead those ideas to be tweaked.
Out of that conversation, they followed up with kind of a list of their key concerns, and each of those concerns was addressed and was captured in some manner as a stipulation within our approved special use permit. We included a stipulation where we would work with Binkley to enhance that buffer, to add additional vegetation and additional screening between those two properties.
The plans submitted by Chick-fil-A were critiqued by the town's Community Design Commission. The franchise has yet to submit new plans, which may include reconfigured drive-throughs. In its master plan for mall redevelopment shared Tuesday, University Place has yet to confirm Chick-fil-A at that parcel, and Kurtz said he was unaware of any changes yet made. McFall says he and other church members hope that if a drive-thru must be included, the restaurant explores moving the lane from running beside the church's buffer. But if that is where it gets constructed, the pastor said it will not change the church's approach to community or cooperation.
I can assure you that if these plans materialize, we're still going to be preaching, teaching, and living out our mission. It will have meant, though, that we and the city and the mall lost an opportunity. And that would be the worst part of this whole thing.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
97.9 The Hill and the Chapel Hill Media Group are tenants of University Place Mall. You can head to our website, chapelboro.com, for even more quotes from Binkley Baptist Church leaders and officials at Ram Realty. Other news, a 21-year-old Chapel Hill resident is facing three felony charges after being arrested for allegedly taking indecent liberties with a child. Police arrested Zakeel Taylor yesterday morning. No details on the alleged crime, but a spokesperson for the department says that an investigation has been ongoing since 2020. According to North Carolina's indecent liberties law, defendants must have been at least 16 when the crime took place and at least 5 years older than the alleged victim. In Raleigh, good news yesterday for State Attorney General Josh Stein. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked enforcement of an old law banning people from spreading false information about political candidates. Stein's 2020 election opponent has been trying to use that law to launch a criminal investigation over one of Stein's campaign ads. Stein has said the ad was not false, but also that the law itself violates the First Amendment, and yesterday the Circuit Court agreed. Over to campus now, where the UNC community got some sad news yesterday. The co-founder of the Robertson Scholars Leadership Program has died. Julian Robertson was 90 years old. He and his late wife, Josie, created the Robertson Scholars Program in 2000 to foster collaboration between UNC and Duke. Finally, we head to Carrboro, where the town council is getting set to resume meeting next month after wrapping up their spring session by passing the town's new 20-year comprehensive plan, Carrboro Connects. What can we expect on that note in the fall? Mayor Damon Siles spoke about that with 97.9 The Hill's Andrew Stuckey.
I think the real big challenge for us now will be, as we go into this next session, is working on the implementation of that plan, right? We've got the plan in place now, but now we need to sort of figure out our priorities for how to start implementing it. Elements of that plan. So I expect that we'll be doing a lot of discussion of that. We'll have a retreat later in the fall to talk about some of those strategic priorities with relation to the comprehensive plan. And so I'm really looking forward to that discussion. It's going to be really important for the future of the town. And I think kind of will be the proof in the pudding, so to speak, of what Carrboro Connects is all about.
Do you think we'll start seeing like actual projects from Carrboro Connects or influenced by Carrboro Connects this year?
Yeah, I think a lot of the implementation work that needs to happen first with Carrboro Connects is going to involve some ordinance changes, for example, to our land use ordinance that set out certain expectations around zoning and housing and those kinds of things. So before we can expect to see, I think, real changes on the ground as a result of that, we'll have to actually make changes to our local ordinances to support the goals that we have for those topics, like housing and, you know, transportation and climate action and other things.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles speaking there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Almaz Jewelers. UNC football season just a few days away, but the preseason honors are still rolling in for junior wide receiver Josh Downs. He's just been named a second-team preseason All-American by the Associated Press, as well as CBS Sports and the Sporting News. That's on offense. On defense, UNC's new assistant head coach for defense, Gene Chizik, is getting set to coach his first college game in 5 years. Of course, he brings a lot of experience to the table, including a prior stint with UNC, as well as a national title with Auburn. Here's Chizik on his defense heading into Saturday's season opener.
We kind of have this motto, it's DWWD, it's we do what we do, right? So that's kind of been the mantra, I guess you could say, for the entire fall camp is, you know, we are who we are. We don't have to create and we don't have to try to be, you know, something different every week. We just do what we do. We be who we are. So our game plans going into every game, and this is a great starting point for us, is to go out there and just be simple. Offenses tend to create issues for you, so as long as we're simple and we know all the things that we can do to adjust, we feel like we'll be in a good place. But I think this is a good starting point for our defense because this offense does challenge you. It's got some tempo. It does a lot of things, actually, that are similar to our offense, which causes problems, obviously. So we just got to go out there. We got to execute. We'll be simple. It'll be a good opening game for us.
That's Gene Chizik there. UNC hits the field this Saturday at Keenan Stadium against Florida A&M. Kickoff set for 8:15. Tickets are still available for that one, but UNC just announced tickets are all sold out for Carolina's home games against Notre Dame and Virginia Tech later this year. Yesterday was full of individual and team honors for numerous Tar Heels. Mentioned Josh Downs already. In women's soccer, UNC jumped all the way from number 10 to number 1 in this week's coaches poll after a pair of shutout wins over the weekend. And senior Torrey Hansen was named ACC Defensive Player of the Week. In men's basketball, still a couple months out from the season, but senior star Armando Bacot has been named a preseason first-team All-American by Blue Ribbon. In men's golf, senior Austin Greaser has been chosen as one of three players who will represent the U.S. at the World Amateur Team Championship next week in Paris, France. In volleyball, Tar Heels Mabry Schaffmaster, Kaya Merkler, and Charlie Niego earned preseason All-ACC honors in this year's coaches poll, and the team as a whole was picked to finish sixth in the conference. And the UNC field hockey team checked in at number 2 in the nation in the preseason coaches poll, which came out yesterday. Your preseason number 1 is defending national champ Northwestern. They beat Carolina in the NCAA tournament last year. Elsewhere in sports, UNC women's lacrosse has just added a familiar face. Former Tar Heel star Marie McCool is joining the team as an assistant coach. McCool graduated from Carolina in 2018. She was a 3-time first-team All-American, National Midfielder of the Year as a senior, and helped Carolina win a national title in 2016. And in baseball, the Durham Bulls fell to Nashville 10-7 in the first game of their home series last night. The Bulls are back in action tonight, hosting Nashville at 6:35.